Welcome to Bad Bros Podcast. You know what it is. I got Big Rich on the line. We're going to do a quick rundown. It's been a minute since we've been out, but I got a whole bunch of episodes, a whole bunch of things coming. I'm with a whole bunch of new guests and new people, and it's going to go down. I know I say this a lot, but we're going to be more consistent, and the channels are growing if you see the numbers, and we're going to keep doing this and keep moving. But right now, we're going to start off this episode. We're going to call this episode one because we're doing like a whole revamp. Oh, Let Them Know Media, Bad Bros Podcast, Down on 3 Podcast is coming out. Everything's starting over. It's going to be so episode one, me and Big Rich. Right now, we're going to start off talking about the Cowboys. There's a lot of drama going on. Have you heard, Risha, have you heard about like all the drama stuff that's going on?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of stuff. About CeeDee Lamb's mom and Michael Parsons' brother and Dak's brother and, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. It's the Cowboys, so
right,
yeah.
Right. So right now, there's a lot of stuff going on. And first, let's get into CeeDee Lamb's mom. So CeeDee Lamb's mom has said Dak isn't it, and the boys want to run a ring and all this stuff. What do you feel about like parents of players talking?
You know, I don't think that they should be doing that.
Even if she's right,
Yeah. I mean, you know, because it's not a good look. Because. You got what do you got? CeeDee's brother, CeeDee's mom talking. You got Michael Parsons' brother talking. You got Dak's brother talking. I mean, all that talking is just not going to do good once you get down to the. How do you say it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, I think. Could you imagine social media? Whenever in the '90s when we were going to Super Bowls and stuff, could you imagine like all the stuff that'd be said, like with the White House, all the party shit? Like social media would have been crazy, but like right now, I don't think it helps because it don't do nothing but cause more problems when the players need to be real. So like, you play sports your whole life. I play sports my whole life. Whenever you got a team, you need to be real like with your team and don't like sugarcoat. Don't lie. Don't. If Dak isn't it, I feel like his mom saying it is like stuff that Dak was saying to his mom, or Dak was stuff that CeeDee was saying to his mom. Like,
and that's gonna kick it to the locker room. That you know what? That's what I was trying to say earlier. You gotta excuse me. I'm a little sick. I've been a little sick with this stupid weather we got going on.
Yeah.
But all that's gonna trickle down to the locker room, and that's never a good thing. Once it gets to the locker room, everybody's sitting there thinking that they're saying this, they're saying that. It's never gonna be a good look.
Yeah, that's true. And then whenever it's like, oh, that's what they said, whatever. Then when they talk in person, and they're gonna like, you know, saying be like water on the bridge. They're gonna play it like it's cool. But you're still going to be thinking, man, this motherfucker's family is talking shit. So he's thinking the same thing. So even whenever you, like, smooth it over, whatever, in the locker room, you're still going to be thinking about it. Now, could it work? Probably, because the Bills, same thing. Dig said that his brother got to get up out of there, and the Bills, they're on a hot streak. They're one of the hottest teams in the NFL. So could they still get it done? Probably, but it's the Cowboys, so they won't. It's not like, because this story hasn't even hit mainstream media yet. This is something that like was developing on Friday, Saturday, and into the weekend. So mainstream haven't even got a hold of it. So I'm pretty sure on Monday when they start going through it, it's going to explode, and that's going to be the lead story of everything. CeeDee's mom, Dak's brother. So from CeeDee's mom, I think she's right, but as far as her opinion that Dak ain't it, but I think it's something that CeeDee needs to be real with Dak and quit trying to be like the good company man, like I feel like he's been doing, because no matter whether he acts like the company man or not, the Cowboys are still, I believe they're story planners. They're gonna plan stories to try to like get CeeDee the ball as much to pay him less. I believe that, because I mean, Dez said that happened to him. I'm not the biggest Dez fan, but I think that's true.
I heard about that, Dez going off on Jason Witten and Tony Romo, and
I believe it. And not only that, is also like, and two, the one thing I don't like about Tony is I feel like he's not a, I feel like when he was there, he was like, oh shit, I'm here, it's tight. And he has, I think Tony Romo's more talented than Dak, but Dak's more of a, I'm ready to move on from Dak, but one thing, I think Tony's a better quarterback than Dak, but one thing I'll say about Dak is Dak appreciates his position that he's in, and Dak really wants to win. Whether he's doing it right, whether he's doing it good, like whether Dak's like doing good at the position or not, I feel like Dak understands where he's at, appreciates where he's at and is working hard to get the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl. I feel like Romo, the game came a little easier to him. He's a better thrower, but like elusive, getting out of sacks. Tony's better at that. And I feel like Tony, we blew up so quick in 06, 07. We had that 13-3 record going to Cabo. I don't think Dak would ever have gone to Cabo. Even though that loss in the divisional round isn't Tony's fault, but I don't believe it is. Patrick Creighton drops a back-breaking catch that would have like basically got us in field goal range or scored a touchdown. We were already up 17-14. We punt the ball after that, after he drops that, and they run it back to our 30 and score the game-winning touchdown, what comes to be the game-winning touchdown. So I feel like Tony kind of was like, hey, man, like, shit, this is tight. I like it. Like Tony could have came into the season one time in shape. Like, one time, don't look like you're overweight. Like, he looks a little bit more in shape now as an analyst than he did when he was coming into training camps. So I'm not saying Tony didn't work hard. I believe he did work hard, but I don't think he understood at the time where he was and the position he was in the way Dak does, but Dak's just not getting it done. So I ain't even going to lie. I don't know why I went on that long rant.
No,
go ahead.
But you know what? So what's the biggest problem with the Cowboys? What is the biggest issue?
To me, the biggest issue is
like,
and
like,
I hate
let
to
me
say,
ask you this. Let me ask you this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the Cowboys, how many coaches have the Cowboys had since 95?
Shit. Too 96. Many to count. A lot.
Okay. So is it the coach's fault? Is it because they're not out there catching the passes or throwing balls or making tackles? Is it the player's fault? Or does it ultimately go to Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones?
Are
they
exactly
not getting the right player personnel in? You know,
what's the
issue?
I'll tell you exactly where it goes.
I think it's Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. I think that's the biggest problem.
Well,
I don't think they're getting the right personnel that we should be getting.
Well, I think I've told you this before. Tell me what you think. My issue with them is the same issue I have with Texas. And a little bit of the same issue like Oklahoma would have. When you don't have a coach like Bill Parcells or even a Bill Belichick, a meme, or a Jimmy Johnson, if you don't have a coach like that, when you go to these places, like the same reason that why I think we were better than Washington, people are going to whatever, they can say whatever. I think Texas would have beat Michigan, in my opinion. I think when you go to these big places like Dallas, right, you walk in there, you don't even have to try. I mean, like, Micah Parsons, they were calling him the best. They were calling him Lawrence Taylor. When he's
that's
not
ridiculous.
Even
– And I was a big Micah Parsons guy, and now I'm starting to look at it. He's not that great. He's no T.J. Watt.
But see, that's my point. You got Watt, Crosby, Garrett. You have all these players. Imagine if they were in Dallas. Imagine if T.J. Watt was in Dallas. Whenever you come to Dallas, all you have to do is be halfway decent. Tony Romo should have never went on that run as far as like his popularity or the girls he was dating. He was just had that star on his helmet. When you have a star on your helmet, you don't even have to do much. Remember I told you, like you don't even have to be all that great. You could just be, all you have to do is win. Like, you just go 7-2, and they treat you like, oh, shit. Like, the Dallas Cowboys are 7-2. Man, he's an all-pro. Like, they're going to start gassing you up just because you're a Cowboy. You don't even have to be that good. Meanwhile, the guys over there, the guys on the other side, they got to work twice as hard, three times as hard to get their name even mentioned. They got to do four or five more times as you do just to get mentioned. And when they line up in front of you, then that's their time to show it. Whenever they play the Cowboys, the you know what? Like, this is mentality, like this boxing mentality. Like, oh, you got fat, and you got to eat. Well, I starve. And I feel like that's every – like, and that's why, like I say, you know, you got to bring your nuts. If you're the Cowboys, every game you go to, you better show up with your nuts. Otherwise, they're gonna destroy you.
Exactly,
they're going to roll over you.
It's the other team's Super Bowl every time they play the Cowboys.
Exactly. Exactly, because they're calling you the best. Oh, he's the best. So while the Cowboys are walking around their gold chains, doing their podcast, feeling like they the man, feeling like they all that, the other team's hungry. The other team's mad. The other team's working. And the other team's like, let them talk about the Cowboys on First Take and Undisputed in these shows. we're gonna when we meet them, then they're gonna find out. Let them do podcasts. When we meet them, then they're gonna find out. Let them be excited over a 5-1 record. Go ahead.
And I hate to say this, but the Cowboys, they might have to look at themselves and start thinking about, are we gonna have to just blow this whole thing up? Because I mean, they're not better than Green Bay. They're not gonna be better than Green Bay next year. They're not gonna be better than San Francisco next year. Look at Houston's future. Oh, you think Houston's gonna take steps back? No. They're on their way up. And so where do the Cowboys go from here? You got Green Bay and San Francisco that are gonna be running the division. Cowboys are not even close to them.
You know what we should have did, but we're not.
And they're only
gonna
get better.
We're gonna run it. This is what's gonna happen. They're gonna overpay Dak. We're gonna either lose Micah or CD, which I wish we would just trade CD so his career doesn't get ruined. He needs to go to a good quarterback. Even though, I mean, to see, like, Dak's not a scrub is what I'm saying, but he's not like
Okay. Let me ask you this: is Dak better than Baker Mayfield?
I think if you put Dak in Baker's shoes, he wouldn't last it. I think if you would have sent Dak to Cleveland his rookie year, if you would have gave him that situation, like people may laugh at me saying that, but what do you think would have happened if you put Baker gave Cleveland a playoff win and almost scared the shit out of
Kansas City?
They
hadn't had in how many years?
Yeah. And put Baker with Zeke. Put Baker on that team with Dez. Put Baker on the offensive line. Put Baker with that man, boy. Come on, Baker could have done the same thing.
Baker's back in the playoffs. He's back in the playoffs. He plays again today.
Yeah, and where's Dak? So I'm with you. I just don't think like when I want people to understand whatever I say about Dak, it's not like I'm saying he's a scrub. He's like top 15.
But defense a lot is horrible. Our defense is horrible.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All you got to do is double move them. All you got to do is double move every corner and they're open.
That defense and Quinn that they brag on, so that defense is horrible.
Yeah, that defense. But see, that's why, so like back to what, like, I think when you're the Cowboys, and you, that's why you need a mean, you mean to, so you're right. You know what? You are right. Steven and Jerry, it's their fault because all the players, they're not scared of the coach because they can go to Jerry Jones and Jerry Jones coddles them and then it's okay. That's why you need to have someone like Jimmy who's mean. You need to have someone like Bill Belichick, someone who's going to be like, hey, no one gives a shit. Like, before this playoff game, Mike McCarthy was telling everyone, we're the Cowboys, we're great, we're going to win this. Like confident, like patting them on the ass. Bill Belichick would have been like, y'all ain't shit. This is all 0-0. When you go to this team wants to embarrass you. You don't understand this team wants to embarrass you? You better go with your nuts because this team wants to run over you. Like, Dallas is a bully who once they get hit, they curl up and get scared. The first time someone stands up to them, they get shook. That's who they are. And that's because they practice with them.
And that's why I'm starting to like that the head coach from Detroit. What's his name? He's playing for Cowboys tight end.
Oh, hell yeah. That guy's, man, yeah. I like that guy, too. That guy's tight. I love that guy.
Dan Campbell. Like, come on,
Dan
man.
Campbell.
That's
he's a good tight end, bro.
That's how you
I think one time when he was with the Giants, he threw his helmet on the ground, and it bounced up and hit him in the head.
That guy is wild. But that is how you coach right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to make sure your team shows up with some nuts. But we're running out of time real quick. How do you feel about we're going to jump to the Spurs. How do you feel about people saying they want to trade Trae Young to the Spurs? What do you think pairing him with Waddle would do?
Make it happen.
Well,
I'll tell you this right now.
What?
It's not when. I mean, yeah, it's when. It's not if, because the Spurs are going to win another title with this guy. It's going to happen. And it's going to be multiple titles.
I got to be honest. I haven't really been watching. You've been watching them a lot? Like, you've been watching the games and stuff?
Oh, I've been watching every. You know what? I don't watch the whole game per se, because I know we ain't going to win shit right now. But I've been watching Wimby's every game, everything that he does as far as his highlights. Oh, this guy's crazy.
No, he's good, but there's a lot of stuff being said about them not getting the ball and the way Spurs are using him.
That stop. Every play down the court, they're fighting Wimby. And if you don't, cut his ass. Let him go, because that's ridiculous. And they got the message, because now he's getting the ball.
Oh, he is?
He's getting the ball now.
Oh, okay. Because yeah, I hadn't even been watching it. I mean, I've been keeping up a little bit, but I'm watching the Mavericks, and they're making me mad.
This guy's numbers is going. He beat the lead in blocks. This guy's numbers is going crazy.
No, yeah, his numbers are crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. I mean, he's good. He's good. I before I give my opinion, to be honest, like I need to watch more. I need to watch full games and not just watch like the. I've seen the highlights. I've watched maybe. I haven't got a feel for their team.
They'll be going to San Antonio. The free agents will be going to San Antonio.
Oh, hell yeah. If I want to play with that fool, yeah. Because look how tall he is and how agile he is, and he don't get hurt. Most of them motherfuckers that tall be getting hurt. Like,
and you want to win a ring?
Knock on wood. Knock on. Hey, so, I mean, it'll be good for the NBA. Trey go over there and they get some shit going. That'll be good. Casey Thompson, he's in the he's on his 28th year in college football. Obviously, I'm playing, but he's been there forever. He's going to Oklahoma. He transferred. What is that about? What is that about?
You know what? He knew he wasn't going to go anywhere. His dad played at Oklahoma, so I think that was just a place for him to go ahead and finish up his collegiate career. I don't think it was anything else but that.
But why would he go there?
When it all started, he wanted to go to Oklahoma. He just didn't have a – I don't think he felt that he was going to be – because I think at that time when I can't remember who the quarterback was.
I think Leakin was, like, playing with him, acting like he wanted him, but didn't really want him. Or was it before him?
I think before he went to Texas, he wanted to go to Oklahoma, but yeah.
Yeah, but they were, like, kind of playing with him. Like, we want you, but – not really acting like it.
And I think now that he came back to Oklahoma, because obviously he's not going to start. He's just not going to start.
Jackson Arnold the way he played in that bowl game?
You know what? I liked him because he didn't play all year pretty much. They just stuck him in a bowl game, and the guy kept coming. I mean, he didn't get rattled. He made a lot of mistakes. He didn't get rattled. We still had a chance to win. And but, yeah, I like this guy.
That's interesting. So Case, they just had him to go, I guess, to be a backup, and they're going to let Jackson Arnold run with it. That's why they let Dylan go to Oregon?
Yeah. I think they already pretty much told Dylan Gabriel, you know, hey, dude, you're welcome back, but we're going to roll with Jackson Arnold. Like, you know what? They got him 5-star. You can't have him sitting on the bench.
Hey, you know what? So Dylan Gabriel going to Oregon, you know what this is, this new era of college football? And you know I've been telling you this since forever. You are not nothing anywhere unless you got the quarterback. Unless you're Nick Saban, then you can win with fucking Greg McElroy. But unless you got that quarterback, you ain't got nothing. And I think like Oregon, they were like, hey, let's go get Dylan Gabriel. I think all these coaches are like, hey, enough of that developing a guy for 2 or 3 years. We need to go. We can go to that transfer portal and we go get somebody who's. Say again.
Yeah, get a proven guy.
Yeah, we can go at transport and get a guy that's already ready to go, and fuck that. We're not going to – unless, I guess, there's some, like, 5-star that did good or set, like Jackson Arnold set a year, then we'll roll with them the next one. But those days are like – there's a eighth-year senior. Man, Bowen from Oklahoma State, that fool, you know what? He's staying another year.
Yeah,
he's, like, 7 years in. And I think I heard something about – that dude Spencer from he was at Oklahoma State, then he went to Ole Miss. I heard he had another year. I mean, these quarterbacks are staying for 10, 12 years now.
Well, look at Jason White. That all started with Jason White.
Hey, Jason White was the pioneer. He was the pioneer of staying for 30 years. You know, I'm finna stay. Yeah, I'm 20. Or Chris Winkie's 26.
Yeah.
First of all, how do you lose a national championship game when you're 26 years old?
And you didn't even get a touchdown.
Imagine if Chris Winkie he was 26 looking like he was 36, like dang, and then he lost. That's wild.
And you couldn't get your team in the end zone.
That's crazy. Well, anyway, we're running out of time. That's our show for today.
How much time you got left, man? What about softball?
You got like 30 seconds. Yeah, you got like 30 seconds on it.
What do you think about the softball top 10?
Utah's winning. I said it here first.
Who's going to be the championship game?
Oklahoma and Utah. Texas will be in like the last round to go to the championship as a Final Four. I believe, and maybe I want to say it's gonna be Oklahoma, Utah, Texas, and I don't even want to say, but I think Clemson, man, they're like new to the scene, I believe, but I think or Tennessee, but either way, Oklahoma's winning, so that's not even. I mean, the Oklahoma's out here buying championships like they're the new Alabama of football, like.
They're loaded.
Hey, but you know what? I bet you the SEC is not excited about Oklahoma and Texas going over there.
Nah.
They don't need that shit. Nah. Like, I bet they're all like, what? These two schools? That's crazy. But that's what I believe. I think in the final it'll be Utah and Oklahoma. I think Utah was young last year. I think they're good. They're getting better. That's a good coach over there because they don't always have high recruits. They be finding some, like, good players from Arizona, L.A., and stuff like that. I think she's a good coach over there. Oklahoma, obviously.
You know, they got Paige Parker over there.
Oh, she's like the pitching coach, right?
Yeah.
And so Oklahoma started dominating once
Patty
they got
Gasso,
Rocha.
Patty Gasso's son's over there, too.
Where?
At Utah.
No. Hitting coach?
Yeah, her other son is over there, too.
Oh, shit, yeah, they'll probably meet them. But, like, but who knows, though, because you never know in sports. You could think something. But I know for sure Oklahoma's winning the whole thing. Until other teams, until the new recruits don't want to get an easy chip and want to start competing, you'll get some wave of kids who want to beat them and not join them. But I don't think that's now. But, so who do you think is in the final then?
Yeah, I got a – you know what? I agree with what you say. It's going to be tough, but I have to throw in also Florida State because they always seem to be there every year.
That's weird because they're not even ranked. Oh, they are. They're ranked number four. Okay, never mind.
Tennessee had high hopes last year, and Oklahoma demolished them. So I don't really have Tennessee anymore. I think
that'll be anyone. I don't think those days of that Florida and Texas, I mean Florida and Oklahoma, 17 inning. I think that's over. Oklahoma's winning like they're gonna for the next at least 2 years, maybe three. Like they're gonna have a run where it starts to get like people are gonna start talking. Like the games ain't even gonna be good. I don't think personally.
That's what a lot of people are already saying. It's boring. It's boring.
Yeah, I don't think these games are gonna be close. To be honest, I think you know what Utah has a shot this year. They're young enough, I think, personally. Maybe not. Maybe they get blown out, too. Maybe they don't even make it. But me, personally.
And the bad thing about it is you can beat Oklahoma. But the thing is, you got to beat them twice.
Yeah. And you also got to hope they miss on their pitchers. Because if they hit, they can get cold sometimes. You're not always going to be hot. But if they miss on a couple of their pitchers, you saw how shaky he gets. One or two pitchers ain't who you thought. Then you're going to have a bad day. So you got to hope they miss on their pitching or a pitcher's off one day and then you rock their ass. But that's what I think. You got to hope they're pitching. Cause, I mean, just because they're five-star and people think that they're the greatest or whatever, they're not always going to pan out. So if they miss on a pitcher or two, a year or two, whatever, just like we have Vinchenko McCoy and we start missing on quarterbacks, if you start missing on pitchers, then you might have a problem. But I still think Oklahoma has like, a 2-3 year run where they're just gonna it's not gonna be close, me personally. So you got Oklahoma winning too?
They're set for the future for right now.
All right. So yeah, we're out of time, and that's the first episode of the new era of the Let 'Em Know Media. Bad Bros Podcast also got Down on 3 coming. Also got interview with Wes where he talks about his battle with cancer and a bunch of different stuff and things that we're coming up with. Make sure you like and subscribe. Check the pages and the numbers are popping. We're going to be more consistent because this is our run where we're going to take this to the next level where by summertime and the end of the year, it's all video. We're going to do reactions, and it's going to grow in a big, big way. So anyway, make sure you like, subscribe. Big Rich, Big Drano, you know what time it is. Bad Bros Podcast, we out. Let them know, let them know, let them know. Let them know, let them know, let them know. Let them know, let them know, let them know. Let 'em know, let 'em know, let 'em know.